The report is being released by the Center for American Progress, the Sierra Club, the United Steelworkers, and other groups. It calls for Congress to pass a $100 billion two-year investment package. The study was done by the University of Massachusetts. One of its co-authors is Bob Polin. He says the effort would target six sectors, including mass transit, wind and solar power, and retrofitting older buildings. Polin says that would create construction jobs.
A year ago, there were 8 million people in this country working in construction. Now there's 7.2 million. That's a loss of 800,000 jobs.
Polin says the bill could be paid for through a cap-and-trade program in which certain companies would pay for credits to emit greenhouse gases. The money would then go for tax credits. He says the program would create jobs nationwide, not just in windy or sunny states. Wisconsin stands to get nearly $2 billion over 2 years. That's according to Rosemary Wainis, the Midwest representative for the Sierra Club. She says 37,000 jobs would be created in the state.
And the types of jobs that would be involved, for instance, would be electricians, heating and air conditioning installers, roofers, insulation workers, building inspectors. So a variety of jobs where we already have skilled technicians out there.
Wainis says the Sierra Club is launching a grassroots effort to encourage Congress to pass the Energy Jobs Initiative. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.